USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has clarified comments she made on Fox, saying that there will not be a federal vaccine mandate for Americans.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated.
Overall, she said she's in favor of more vaccines. The comments coming after President Biden announced all federal employees would be required to get vaccinated or face strict testing and other mitigation efforts. The CDC earlier had released data for why it recommended that vaccinated people wear masks again. They showed a cluster of cases in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where about 500 cases surged in the area. They said 75% of those were vaccinated. Health officials in Florida are reporting COVID cases have jumped 50% there this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. Public Safety Director Fred Herron said it was the worst damage he had ever seen. According to officials, 5 people were injured in the car dealership. The storm caused damage in other areas of town as well, including a gardening center. But no other injuries were reported. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as 1.5 inches in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The airlines are cracking down on people who misbehave in flight. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has the story.
Nearly 1 in 5 flight attendants say they have gotten into a physical incident this year with a passenger, and their union is calling for criminal prosecution of people who act up on planes. This flight attendant was asked if she is scared.
Sometimes, a little bit, yeah. You get on a plane full of people and some of them aren't very happy and you just never know what's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. The CDC says 86,000 new COVID cases were reported on Wednesday. That's more than double the number 2 weeks earlier. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.